Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
It's 11 trivia questions on drunk movie descriptions. I'm going to read you some plots of movies in just a few words, and you got to figure out what I'm talking about as if I was a drunk. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. It is a trivia podcast that comes out every single day. There are 650 other episodes to go back and check out. So if you're brand new to the show, hit subscribe, never miss a new episode. And sometimes, like today, you'll get two episodes when I get super bogged down with work and have to skip a day. I always put out two or three or whatever it is the following day. So thank you for being a fan of the show. If you want to be a super fan, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and join the other 58 people who support this show monetarily every single month. People like Mark and Sarah Haas, who just bought tickets to my big Disney Marvel Star Wars trivia night at Holy Name of Mary Church in San Dimas, California. I would love to see you in about 2 weeks, 10 days or so. It's Sunday, December 8th, 6 to 8 p.m., and we'll be doing trivia on all three franchises, and all the money goes to the church, which is a really, really good church that does a lot of really good stuff. So come play some trivia with me, help support a great cause, and be awesome, like Mark and Sarah, who I was saying are Patreon subscribers. They throw money at the show every month, and it helps me do different things that I wouldn't normally be able to do, so thank you guys if you're a Patreon subscriber. Again, if you want to sign up, patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and I mail out tons of cool rewards every single month, getting ready to send out all the stuff for November. Usually send out everything for the month at the end of the month. So bear with me on that. Guys, today's episode is about drunken movie descriptions. I'm going to give you a kind of like a weird rendition of a movie. They're all famous movies, but I'll say it in just a few words and you have to try and guess what it is. I took some of these from a Facebook viral post I saw, and then I also came up with some on my own. And speaking of movies, I just got out of Frozen 2 with my kids. Me, my wife, my mother-in-law, and my two kids. It was my son Tommy, who's two, his first movie. So that was tons of fun. And it was actually a really good movie. If you have kids or you don't have kids, solid Disney movie, exactly what you'd expect, and lots of cool songs and scenery and special effects in terms of CGI type stuff. But really good story. I thought it was a quality sequel, probably one of the better Disney sequels. It blew Cinderella 2 out of the water. Have you ever seen Cinderella 2? It exists. I think it's on Disney Plus. So we'll have to maybe do an episode on that in the near future. Speaking of the near future, tomorrow is our Disney Plus episode. I don't have what it is in mind yet. Maybe something Star Wars related. Maybe something non-spoilery about The Mandalorian. We'll have to find out, but hit subscribe so you don't miss that episode. We're going to jump into these 11 questions on drunken movie descriptions from Last Name Brewing in Upland, California that I recorded last week. Right now, here we go.
This is called Drunken Movie Plots, round number 2 for the night. You are going to try and guess the movie based on the vague description, as if a drunk person was describing the movie to you. Some of these I came up with on my own. Some I found on a bunch of viral posts on Facebook that I was like, oh, this would be a fun round. So see if you can figure these out. You're writing down the titles of movies. Here's number one. An adorable trash can and flower pot force fat people to walk. Number one. What would that movie be? Number one, drunk movie plots. Number one, an adorable trash can and flower pot force fat people to walk. Number one. Question number two, girl pretends she's a man to be taken seriously in war. Number two, girl pretends she's a man to be taken seriously in war. What movie could that be? Number two. Number three, after he teaches her to fly, a rich girl lets a poor man freeze to death. Number three, after he teaches her to fly, a rich girl lets a poor man freeze to death. Number three, number three. Try and figure that one out. Number three. Here comes movie number four. A smart girl talks to furniture and marries her kidnapper. Number four, a smart girl talks to furniture and marries her kidnapper. Number four, what could that be? Number four. Smart girl talking to furniture, marrying the kidnapper. Number four. Number five, amnesia leads to a Hawaiian romance. Number five, amnesia leads to a Hawaiian romance. What movie is that? Number five. Number six, my favorite one on the list. A wisecracking boiler technician teaches high school students to believe in their dreams. Number six, a wisecracking boiler technician teaches high school students to believe in their dreams. Number six. Number seven, friend zone for three decades. Girl finally likes him. She dies. Number seven, friend zone for three decades. Girl finally likes him. She dies. Number seven. Number seven. This one's sad. Number eight, small town doctor brings three people extremely close together with surgery. Number eight, small town doctor brings three people extremely close together with surgery. This one's a real rom-com. Number eight. Number eight. Here comes number nine. A depressed office worker pops pills and joins a cult to destabilize the government. Number nine, a depressed office worker pops pills and joins a cult to destabilize the government. Number nine, number nine. Last call for food. Remember, guys, it is last call for food. We got some fries coming to somebody over here. Number nine, depressed office worker pops pills and joins a cult to destabilize the government.
I want that.
Number 10, an emo teen can't live up to his grandfather's legacy, so he takes it out on his dad. Number 10, an emo teen can't live up to his grandfather's legacy, so he takes it out on his dad. Number 10. For 2 points, what 1992 movie can be summed up with the one word quote, hoo-ah? For 2 points, what 1992 movie can be summed up with the one word quote, hoo-ah? If you get that right, you get 2 points. That's the end of round number two, drunk movie plots. We'll be right back in just a bit with the answers for you drunks. Here we are with the answers to round number two, drunken movie plots. Most of you guys kicked butt on this round. And we'll see how you do on round three coming up next. It's called November History. Then we have a little bonus worksheet round. Drunk movie plots, number one, an adorable trash can and flower pot force fat people to walk. That was WALL-E. Get it? Number one. Number two, girl pretends she's a man to be taken seriously in war. Mulan. Number three, after he teaches her to fly, a rich girl lets a poor man freeze to death. Titanic. Number three. Number four, a smart girl talks to furniture and marries her kidnapper. Beauty and the Beast. Number five, amnesia leads to Hawaiian romance. My friends here watch it all the time, I just heard. Number five, 50 first dates. They're obsessed. Number six, a wisecracking boiler technician teaches high school students to believe in their dreams. A Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger. That's a fun one, number six. Number seven, friend zone for three decades. Girl finally likes him, she dies. Forrest Gump. Spoiler alert, number seven. Number eight, small town doctor brings three people extremely close together with surgery. The Human Centipede. What a beautiful film, number eight. Number 9, a depressed office worker pops pills and joins a cult to destabilize the government. This was The Matrix. Specifically because of the pill popping scene in The Matrix. Number 9. And number 10, an emo teen can't live up to his grandfather's legacy, so he takes it out on his dad. Star Wars The Force Awakens. Force Awakens. And, or John, if you wrote Johnny Tsunami, either one of those. And for 2 points, what 1992 movie can be summed up with the one word, quote, hoo-ah, that scent of a woman? Why does he say that all the time in the movie? I've never seen that movie.
It's so good.
I'm never going to watch that movie. There's a list of movies, I don't know why, but just looking at anything to do with it, I'm like, never watching it. So does he just yell it in the movie whenever he smells something? I don't know. What is it about? All right. Very good. Those are your answers to Drunk Movie Plots.
There it was, a whole round on drunken movie descriptions. Those are fun, aren't they? They're fun to figure out. And when I see people's faces at the breweries going, oh, it's always fun for me because I can see they're having a good time. That's what it's all about. If you have any more of those, you want to come up with some of your own, send me some and I'll do a future episode with more drunken movie descriptions from fans of the show. Email everything to ryanbuds@gmail.com. Also, if you are a trivia host and you need some help figuring out how to get started or you want to get going with that little side business, hit me up anytime. People do it all the time and I'm happy to help. And also there's an episode. It's episode 70 of this show, way back when we used to just do numbered episodes. It's called How to Host a Trivia Night. You can Google it. You can find it in the feed. But if you search Trivia with Buds, How to Host a Trivia Night, you'll find a great episode with me and Jim Fields talking about all his questions on how to get started with the business. And he is kicking ass in Nebraska. If you look at his Facebook page, he's constantly posting his venues completely full of people. I think he had like 90 players the other day at this really cool bar at a grocery store in his hometown. So be on the lookout for those episodes or just hit me up with any questions anytime if you want to host your own trivia night. And also for the $50 tier on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, I send you all my content for the month. So if you need any slides prepared to host your own trivia and you don't have time to do that, I can send you tons of stuff and I'll send you bonus stuff anytime you need it. So if you're like, hey, do you have any Harry Potter stuff? I can just send that to you on a whim. So be on the lookout for all that stuff. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, fmdesignsinc.com for all your design needs, especially t-shirts. They do a great job of doing the t-shirts and they do the tag in your logo printed inside the shirt. So you don't even need to do the physical tag. It's like a real fancy business. Could be really cool for your business. Get some shirts made. What sitcom starred Leah Thompson as a cartoonist with a cat named Salty? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Road Rules for the Winnebago Clue Show. And the trivia team name of today is Parks and Shrek. Parks and Shrek. Remember, if you are looking for some holiday shopping early, go to drewblank.com and get a bunch of pop culture stuff for 20% off, 25% off rather, site-wide when using the code BUDS25. That's drewblank.com, BUDS25 for 25% off. Site-wide on pop culture stuff like Office and Parks and Rec coloring books, Big Lebowski and Bill Murray coloring books, aprons and dresses and pop culture art squares and fake vinyl records. He does it all. DrewBlank.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.